it's not a question of Holocaust. 9/11, to my way of thinking, was the way made in USA.
Made in USA?
USA. Because if Mr. Sokol, I tell you. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry. Bin Laden. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I'm a professional politician, mm-hmm. and I have the record day by day, mm-hmm. because I write an article weekly, mm-hmm. and always political. The first reaction of Bin Laden, when he was asked, how did I swear to God that neither I nor any of my colleagues has anything to do with this, mm-hmm. although I bless the hands that gave this punch to the heart of the enemy. Then after 10 days, of course, there are intelligence activities. You stupid, this raises your status. Why don't you say I did it? Then he came up and said I did it.
Well, so you don't think he did it?
No.
Who did it then?
Made in USA.
By who?
By CIA, by Mossad, by anything. And I give you an example. You heard, of course, of Terry Masson's book. Uh-huh. Or you didn't. Terry Masson.
No. Oh, is he the French person?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
When he said, maybe people couldn't imagine that Americans would kill Americans to make a political game. To those naives, I give this present. What was the present? After the big pigs in 61. The American CIA presented to President Kennedy a top secret memorandum. Six copies need to know. Get back to me. The top secret. Saying that any invasion, any way to use to mobilize the opposition is out of question. The way to topple what's his name?
Castro
is land invasion from Guantanamo and from the sea. To justify to the world, we have a plan, drop two American planes, passenger planes over Florida, and we have the agents from the Cuban refugees who would confess that they took the rockets from Castro. And it was six copies distributed. He, Lyndon Johnson, the vice president, McNamara, the then defense secretary, Sorensen, just this. And John Kennedy got mad for the suggestion and refused it completely. The CIA withdrew it quickly and destroyed it. And by near oversight or luck for the world, the copy in McNamara's office was not destroyed because he was abroad.
So you think Bin Laden was an American agent?
He was an American agent.
Well, I mean, when he carried out, when he allegedly carried out 9/11.
He did not carry out the 9/11. Mm-hmm. He could not make it. He could not have the know-how or ability to do it.
So it was the CIA and who else?
Mossad, military-industrial complex, so many.
I mean, do you know, were the Israelis involved?
Could be.
Could be, you don't know for sure.
No, I mean, you will never know for sure any such thing. But Bin Laden, if he had the ability, one plane only landing on the Knesset would give more effect. Mm-hmm. You get me? Mm-hmm. But to my way of thinking, you want me to believe that four American airports would be seized in the same moment, four planes, and dying this punctual job, and then disappearing completely without a trace. I mean, they didn't find in America one room with a little arms or hand grenades or anything. They came from the air, made this and ran away. And then the naive stories of finding a rented car with a manual in Arabic how to fly, but never mind about landing.